Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Oh boy, you said that fancy. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And we...
So, Osnes rhymes with awesomeness.
That's right. Did you notice that I started a hashtag for that one?
I did see that.
I did that partly for your birthday. It was Eric's birthday on Saturday,
yes,
folks.
Yes, thank you.
Fellow Aquarian. Fellow Norwegian and fellow Aquarian.
That's right. Water
I'm
babies.
I'm doomed in this room, I can tell. I'm just teasing. No, so anyway, I did put on the Osnes is awesomeness hashtag for you. So we'll start
thank
doing that.
Thank you very much. That made me smile.
Yes, yeah, good.
It was a good birthday. That's good. I'm happy for that.
So. I heard you were shushing.
I was. Yeah, it was a beautiful day up at Crystal Mountain.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't, snowing, but perfect. Great snow.
That's what you want, is more snow
day up there. That's
while you're
right.
in the snow.
Did you know there is a very famous brand of skis called Osnes?
I do, only because you mentioned it on this show.
I did. Oh, well, there we go. All right.
And you know, I should show you these because I picked up a pair of Osnes wooden skis
yes.
at a flea market for about $35.
I'm going to choke on my water. Wow. I can't believe you actually have that, really?
I do have those.
Oh, man. I'll buy them off you if you ever want to sell them. That would be so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a beer named Oz, also A-A-S-S. You know, grab some sometime.
Okay, well, that's not too far off my own last name. So that one, I think I'll go for.
There you
I
go.
I think I'll go for. Hey, before we get too far along, I do want to mention, since we discussed things going on in the Northwest at this time of year, you were doing something outdoorsy and fun and awesome on your birthday. But I do also want to point out to folks that we have two really good things that are actually housing related, sort of.
Sure.
Especially if you're thinking about, you know, improving your home or wanting to get your home ready for sale, the Northwest Flower and Garden Show is going on it starts, I believe, tomorrow on the 17th. And that's going to be at the Washington
Convention Center,
correct, where they've had it for many, many years. I've been already starting to see some of the folks who are putting together the displays there, putting photos up on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and things like that. So if anybody wants to find out more about that, you can go to gardenshow.com. And it runs from the 17th through the 21st. Also coming later this month and very soon is the Seattle Home Show.
Right.
Yeah, that's a twice-a-year event. And that runs from February 20th to the 28th, and that's down here at CenturyLink, where we have the boat show also.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more information and how to get tickets at seattlehomeshow.com.
And both of those events are big. They're some of the biggest ones on the West Coast. The Flower and Garden Show, Northwest Flower and Garden Show, is huge.
Yeah, I need to go. I actually get a media badge for that. Because I was blogging about that 13 years ago when I first got in the industry. And so I'm still on their media list every year. And now we're doing the radio show. So I want to go down there and get some shots, get some information for next week's show.
Always great ideas you can pick up at both
gorgeous,
of those shows.
Gorgeous displays.
Excellent. Well, so we are still here with Mike Olden with American Reporting Company. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're
us,
welcome.
Mike.
It's
really,
my
really
pleasure.
Appreciate
I enjoy it.
So tell us, first off, before I forget, where is the official place a person can go to get a free copy of their credit report once a year?
The official site is annualcreditreport.com, and that is the official site through the Federal Trade Commission. Now, we probably all remember a few years ago those ads. There was a young guy playing a guitar or a banjo lamenting about his credit.
Yes.
Those aren't free. That's freecreditreport.com. And it's through a subscription service through one of the bureaus. It's a good program, a credit monitoring service, but you have to sign up for that to get that first one free. Annualcreditreport.com is the official free site. It doesn't come with credit scores, though.
You have to pay extra.
You have to pay
that.
Extra for those, and they're not always going to be FICO scores. You could see one be a FICO score and the other two be Vantage scores. But I think the important thing for your listeners to remember is you're entitled to one free copy a year, and it's a great discipline to get into to review your credit, make sure that everything's accurate and up to date, and anything that they don't recognize, they can address right away through the dispute process.
Right. But let's talk very quickly about the dispute process, because if you're trying to take out a mortgage, hold off even disputing an item because if you put a dispute on your credit record, and it will show as this item is in dispute, all of a sudden, as a lender, we're at full stop. We cannot move forward until that dispute is lifted.
Exactly.
So people need to be doing this how far in advance of trying to buy?
Well, before we pull the credit. And if you think about a dispute, it's going to take, what, how long, 30 days before that's going to fall off?
At least that long. And if you go through the mail, could be 45 days. Mm-hmm. But I think if people review their credit a good 60 to 90 days before they plan on working with a realtor and a lender, that should give them enough time to address those items that they question.
Yeah. So I know we know a lot about this because we work in credit all the time, but I actually I want to make sure when we have the recording of all this, I'm sending it out to some of the folks that we're kind of in early stages of working with.
Sure.
Because I was just talking to my assistant earlier this morning, and there's someone we're working with that has said she's kind of looked into lending, but they're sort of waiting till they find the right house. And that is the absolute worst decision, because if you haven't gone through this process and we start trying to get into a purchase, you've just shot yourself in the foot if lo and behold, we find there is something that needs to be disputed, because now you can't get that house that you've suddenly finally identified if you've been looking for
Correct.
6 months. And
That's
we know
right.
people
That's
start
right.
looking 6 to 12 months before they actually purchase. So it's like, you just got to do this and not think find house first, do financing later. And I think a lot of folks who come here from out of area, they need to be more educated on the process. Not only do the folks who are from the U.S. originally need that, but we're finding that more and more people kind of moving into this area need guidance in that too. So I can't wait to send this out and ask people to listen to this show that are in kind of early stages with us and be like, this is why this is so important. We really need you to be paying attention.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have, and just to reiterate, we do have podcasts of our shows. You can go online and watch those. And we also have lots of resources on the Team
so people
Reba
can
resource
watch them?
Page. Did I say watch? Listen to.
I was going to say, I'm like, wow.
Team Reba.
we soon will start doing video on them, but I've got to get the right setup for
there we
that.
Go.
So for
yeah.
now, it's just recordings right. and we post them on the blog. So.
Right, yeah.
And then we send them out on social media.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they can watch me dance in my seat.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. You can dance, and I'm the guy with the face, too, that was built for radio.
There,
so,
I'll let
so
you say
go.
That. There you go.
There you go. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, back to the question, though.
Right. What was our question?
The question, we were getting into the topic of the dispute process, how
oh,
long
right,
it
right.
takes.
Yeah, so 30 to 45 days. So basically, if you're going to take out a loan, don't dispute it.
Exactly.
Until you're through that process or well before that process.
Right, because the secondary market, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're mm-hmm. typically going to require a lender to get those items removed.
Mm-hmm.
on a fresh credit report that will then go through their automated underwriting engines.
Yes.
If it sees that dispute on there, it's gonna stop it, as you mentioned, Eric.
That's the key, okay. is the automated decision engines do not read disputed
so
items.
Review your credit with your personal credit report, I would say a good 90 days before mm-hmm. you plan on beginning that process, because I think the other thing...
Before you peel the banana.
Yeah, yeah. In this area here, it's such a hot market. I think there's still probably a lot of multiple offers.
Oh, there's a
Absolutely.
Ton of multiple
and
offers.
And the seller's
still out
not going to wait around for somebody to say, "Well, gosh, I've got to go through the dispute process."
Yeah, they're absolutely not going to wait.
Yeah.
They've got too many other options and possibilities, and you know, not every house is getting multiple offers, but we're still at only about roughly a month worth of inventory right mm-hmm. now. So it's just been absolutely nuts in almost all marketplaces. I mean, people think it's just like Seattle and Bellevue, but it's all over the place. We had multiple offers in Kent. We have them in Federal Way. We get them in Burien. We get them in Lake Forest Park. I mean, they're all over the place. So you really put yourself at a disadvantage if you aren't prepared. And I will say, we had even just this last weekend, I was working with some folks from China, and they have to work with the foreign credit reports and whatnot. And even the lenders they're working with, it was unfortunate that they only reached out to us once they got here to the U.S., because there's going to be multiple weeks of the process of having to go through the foreign credit reports. And so they can only get a pre-qualification letter, and it's going to take weeks to get all the translation of documents and what have you. So a lot of issues, mm-hmm. both on all areas of credit. So anyway, we want to thank you for being on today, Mike, and I'm
sure
we'll probably have you on again, and we're definitely taking you up for that class.
Oh, you're totally on our...
My pleasure.
You're on
the
list now of tenured professors of our
yes.
Team
well, I
Reba
appreciate
University.
The generous invitation to join you today.
Thank
All
you
right.
again so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.